TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
DA leader John Steenhuisen has warned President Cyril Ramaphosa to not use the State Security Agency to suppress the media. It comes amid claims the State Security Agency has been targeting the SABC's head of news, Moshoeshoe Monare, ahead of the elections. The City Press reported that the SSA had sought to subject Monare to another round of vetting 2 years after he assumed office. The reports come hot on the heels of leaked audio from an ANC-NEC meeting where Ramaphosa could be heard complaining about the party's negative coverage in the media. Steenhuisen says this was the reason why the DA objected to the SSA falling under the office of the president.
So I want to send a very strong message today, and that's to the State Security Agency. Don't do the dirty work of the ANC.
Yes.
Because if you do that, we will come for you.
Yes.
And I've got a message for Cyril Ramaphosa. Don't use the State Security Agency to do your dirty work. Hands off the media. Let the media do their job.
Steenhuisen was speaking at an election rally in the Northwest. KZN police are still waiting for the post-mortem results to confirm the cause of death of a South Coast teen who died under mysterious circumstances over the weekend. Police in Sawoti opened an inquest docket after the 18-year-old was found dead at her home in Kwadumisa. It's suspected she could have fallen and got injured, but the KZN Department of Social Development says there are suspicions someone could have been involved. Spokesperson Mhlabunzima Memela says according to the family and neighbours, the teenager's boyfriend was the last person seen entering her room.
According to the information from the community, that this young lady, who's a grade 12 learner, was suffering constant abuse from the father of her child. We're informed that the neighbor heard the cry from this victim who was pleading for help. And unfortunately, when they arrived, the young lady had already suffocated and she was breathing not well and she died. Then they informed the communities about the incident.
And six people have been convicted over Greece's deadliest wildfire. A court in Athens has found them guilty of involuntary manslaughter and criminal negligence nearly 6 years after the blaze in the seaside resort of Mati. The fire killed more than 100 people. The six convicted people have received suspended sentences of up to 111 years each. But none of the politicians among the 21 people prosecuted over the disaster have been convicted, sparking fury and dismay among the relatives of the victims. The top story, the DA leader John Steenhuisen has warned the president not to use the State Security Agency to suppress the media. It comes amid claims the SSA has been targeting the SABC's head of news ahead of the elections. The City Press has reported that the agency had sought to subject Moshoeshoe Monare to another round of vetting 2 years after he assumed office. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.